You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The first women's rights convention was held in New York in 1848, but women wouldn't win the right to vote until 70 years later.
Many people think that this began sometime in the 1900s, and oh, maybe after 10 or 15 years, they got it done. That wasn't the case.
That's Lynn Cote, vice president of the Ladies Library Association in Kalamazoo.
Things got rolling in 1848, and the Ladies Library Association, coincidentally, began with a readers group of four women in 1844, and then in 1852, we became a formalized organization. So the Ladies Library was really in the thick of it.
Starting Tuesday, the Ladies Library will have a free exhibit on women's suffrage in Michigan called Petticoat Patriots. Cote says Michigan was on the forefront of the movement. 2 years before that first women's convention, European activist Ernestine Rose advocated for the female vote in front of the Michigan legislature. Michigan also had help from abolitionists, like Sojourner Truth.
The state of Michigan was the second state to actually put it on the ballot so that we could vote for women to have the right to vote. And we were one of the very first three states to ratify the 19th Amendment.
But it was still a long, difficult road for women to vote. Cote says few women were educated enough to get something on the ballot.
There was a name called Blue Stocking, and that was considered a cut. It was not a compliment. A Blue Stocking was a woman that read, heaven forbid, read newspapers, studied things.
Cote says even the women who could read were worried that they would be ostracized from society.
The way that most women survived was through a good marriage. And so a lot of women that certainly had the abilities and the mental capacity to understand this and become leaders were thinking, well, gee, do I really want to do this? And I might be a spinster for the rest of my life. I'll be branded as a troublemaker. For the married ladies, it's I don't want to upset my husband.
Before women could vote nationally, Michigan tried to pass at least four bills to allow suffrage at the state level. All of them were shut down, except one. In 1867, women were given the right to vote for school trustees. Cote says while women were seen as too emotional to vote in other elections, lawmakers trusted them with Michigan schools.
The general feeling or consensus of opinion was that women could be reasonable and make wise decisions with school trustees because they were more or less looking at these people like guardians and caretakers of their children.
Cote says she's not sure why Michigan was so active in women's suffrage, but she does have a theory. The original founders of the Ladies' Library, and many other suffragettes, moved to Michigan from the New England area, which Cote says was the epicenter of the movement.
Unknowingly, probably, but I think they possibly acted as liaisons in that they were going back and forth between these states for family reasons and shopping and other reasons, and I think they caught the bug.
You can see the exhibit Petticoat Patriots at the Ladies Library in Kalamazoo. It'll run from September 12th through 19th. You can find out open hours through the link on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.